The class is called Haitian Creole for the Haitian Recovery.
Okay, group numero 2, qui était un petit peu troublé.
Laura Wagner is preparing students for an upcoming test in Haitian Creole, the language of all Haitians, which is a mix of mostly African languages and French.
Bonjour, Madame Joseph.
Wagner is a doctoral student in anthropology at the University of North Carolina. You can still see bruises on her left arm and the limited movement of her fingers as she strolls about class. Wagner was in Haiti during the earthquake, living with a family she was observing for her research.
And I was living in a house that collapsed, and I was inside it, and I was rescued pretty heroically by some friends. Now I'm back here for a while until I figure out the best way to go back to Haiti.
A lot of Wagner's work centered on the life of a woman who lived in that house. She died when the house fell. Wagner hopes the class at Duke helps volunteers respect and not just pity the people of Haiti.
I'd like people to go in with a nuanced and human view of Haitian people as something other than objects of help and intervention.
Wagner and others teaching the class say one of the best ways to help sensitize relief workers headed to Haiti is to introduce them to the language.
So if it was just the chairs, it'd be chaise là, but because you're qualifying with this phrase, that's why.
Reginald Patterson is a Duke doctoral student and was on an airplane leaving Haiti just hours before the earthquake. That's one reason why Romance Languages professor Deborah Jensen chose him to help teach the course. Jensen organized the Haitian recovery class after the earthquake and continues to get calls from people wanting to sit in.
They all have different plans or ideas of how this is central to their learning or to their upcoming activities in Haiti.
Relief teams of doctors and soldiers from Fort Bragg have also solicited Jensen's help before heading to Haiti.
Yeah, so I think you would say my brother first. So you would say Fremwe Genle Malad.
Duke freshman Amber Bivens says she's glad she enrolled in the class.
And I love how there's a diverse mixture of people in the class. Like we have freshmen, we have PhD students, graduate students, we have faculty members, we have people who aren't even in school who are taking this class. And I just love how we all have come from different backgrounds, but, you know, I guess the commonality here is that we want to help.
Florida International University has launched a similar course on weekends. Because of requests, Duke is considering offering its recovery course again in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.